through some of the lachos of Tanis Esther, which is tomorrow morning. The reason why we fast beforehand, Mitch mentioned the Megillah, that we remember the Divrei Tzomos v'Zakosom, that the Tzomos that they did, according to one shot, referring to the Tzomos they did at the beginning of the when the decree was originally presented. But there seems to be the main consensus of opinion that was connected to the fact that they fasted during the time when they went to war. They went to war on Yud Gimel, so they fasted at that point in time. Since we can't fast on Yud Gimel this year, it's Erev Shabbos, so we move it back to Yom Hei. If a person by mistake ate tomorrow, so he actually would fast on Erev Shabbos. Mishabur says, if a person by mistake ate and forgot and ate tomorrow, so the Tainus can be moved to Erev Shabbos, and he would fast at Erev Shabbos. If somebody has that halakha l'maaseh, please see me. By some of the tenesim, this is not to one of the tenesim which is connected to the concept of the churban. There is a discussion in the poskim about taking showers and everything on a regular tinus that doesn't apply to tinus Esther. There's no question the person can take a shower, wash, etc. Washing out your mouth, with your person wants to wash out their mouth, the Shulchan Aruch says it's not proper to do so on a tinus. Or Shulchan says a person would put something in their mouth, which they're very careful to put in the front of their mouth, lean forward, and that shouldn't swallow it, that would be mutter. If a person wants to get up early to eat tomorrow, before the fast, he should tonight, before he goes to bed, a person should speak out that they're not being makabel the tainus by the mere fact they're going to sleep, they're not committing to the tainus. This way, if they wake up in the middle of the night, they'll still not be allowed to eat. Person has to finish eating by Alos HaShachar, which tomorrow morning is 5:10 a.m. So a person wants to get up, he has to be pretty dedicated to that concept. He has to finish eating by 5:10. The person would want to start eating beforehand. If a person wants to eat something of the mazonos, of something of that sort of bread or mazonos, he has to start actually by 4:40. He has to start that meal by 4:40 a.m. If he wants to eat peiros, he could start later, but he has to finish by 5:10. So a person wants to eat. In general, anytime a person is in a time before doing a mitzvah, a person cannot start a meal within a half an hour before the time to do a mitzvah. A meal is defined as pas, the size of a kebaya, which is one slice of bread, or mezonos of that equivalent. That if a person wants to have that amount of bowl of Cheerios, he would have to start before 4:40. Person wants to have a bowl of bran flakes, person wants to have a bowl of Rice Krispies, he can start at 5 o'clock, just finish by 5:10. At the other end of the day, when we finish the tainus, so many places they daven Maariv early, before the Zman, and they finish with allowing a person to go and to eat by the Zman. He has not said Kriya Shema on the proper time. You have a problem about starting a meal before Kriya Shema. So a person finishes by the Zman before he starts eating, he should say Kriya Shema again and therefore be able to be allowed to eat without any problem. A person wants to start under the circumstances where he's going to say start the meal not saying Kriya Shema because it's not the time yet, he has to make a shomer. He has to make some type of shmira to remind himself that he's going to say Shema. For shmira, the purpose is going to be someone who's not eating to ask him to remind him. When the person is reminded, he must stop his meal and respond immediately and say Shema. I want to point out this is only because you have Davar Maariv during Medrash Moshe. The person has not Davar Maariv at all, but relying on a Shomer alone is not so simple that even that is proper. A person really should not start a meal during that period. But the Taz says if a person has Davar Maariv in Medrash Moshe, and possibly you were Yotze Shema, we will allow you to start a meal relying on a concept of a Shomer. Another option for a Shomer is nowadays a person can set an alarm to go off at a certain point after the Zman, when he can say Kriya Shema, and with a note explaining what the purpose of that alarm is. So once upon a time, the person says you put a piece of paper on the alarm clock defining what it is. Nowadays, the alarm clock is the piece of paper to tell you what its purpose is. And you can set an alarm which will tell you Kriya Shema and remind you to say Shema. But a person should not start eating unless he has one of these two things in place, unless he wants to wait till after the Zman and say Shema. But he wants to start eating beforehand. The Zman for Achila and the Zman for Kriya Shema, according to some people, is not exactly the same time. You're more machmer by Shema Tzad Raisa, we're more mekel by Tainus. We define Tzad Kachavim as three Kachavim Beinanim, And for derises, we define as three chachamim ketanim, so that the zman are not necessarily the same. So a person, just because that's a zman that you can eat, it's not necessarily the zman that would be the proper time for shema. So either the person should wait to say shema, or a person should have some type of a shmira in place. Okay, have a good morning.